بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، وصلی اللہ علی النبی الکریم، رب اشرح لی صدری ویسر لی امری واحلل عقدۃ من لسانی یفقہوا قولی۔ دا ٹاپک فار دس ڈے is the concept of hereafter in Islam. You know, there are three basic creeds of Islam. The belief system of Islam is based on these three creeds, that is Tawheed, Risalat and Akhirat. Tawheed means oneness of God. Risalat means prophethood, and Akhirat means world hereafter. So these are three basic principles on which the Islamic belief system is established. Today I would like to say a few words about the belief in Akhirah. Before going to directly to the topic, I would like to say a few word about the creation plan of God. Without knowing the creation plan of God, you cannot understand the belief in Akhirah. Now, according to the Quranic account, God created paradise. There is a hadith about paradise. God Almighty says, addressing to the paradise, Ante Rahmati. Ante Rahmati. It means paradise is my blessing. Paradise is God's greatest blessing. This hadith you can see in Sahih al-Bukhari. So, God created a vast universe with numerous items, numerous bodies, but the greatest creation of God is paradise. Paradise is the greatest blessing of God. All kind of goodness are present in paradise. For example, beauty and meaningfulness and taste and enjoyment and comfort and luxury, all kind of all kind of joy are there in paradise. So paradise is an eternal world. is a complete world, is a perfect world, is an ideal world. In every sense of the word, it is most beautiful world. So God created this paradise. Then God created Adam and Eve, the first man and first woman. Then God settled this first man and woman in the paradise. God said that you are free, you can enjoy everything, you are completely free, you can enjoy total freedom, but there is one exception, that is, in paradise there was a forbidden tree. So God said that لا تقرب هذه الشجرة فتكون من الظالمين. Don't approach this tree. لا تقرب هذه الشجرة فتكون من الظالمين. Don't approach this tree, or you will be a transgressor, a zalim. Don't approach this tree, or you will be a zalim. Zalim means transgressor. This was the only restriction in paradise. Then what happened? After some time, Adam forgot this direction. He ate the fruit of forbidden tree. Then he was expelled from that paradise. Now God created another world, our present world, the planet Earth. This Earth is also like paradise, but it is imperfect paradise. Everything here is less than ideal. You can say that this world is a prototype of the real paradise. All those items which are in the real paradise, so all those items are also found in this planet Earth, but not in perfect form, but in imperfect form. So the real world is perfect world, and this Earth is an imperfect paradise. That paradise is perfect paradise, and this paradise is imperfect paradise. So man was settled here as test. Earth, planet. Planet Earth is a testing ground. It means that in the beginning, man was settled in paradise without clearing test, without putting under test. But now, man was placed here, and now the plan is that people of paradise will be will be selected on after test. In other words, on selective ground. So here man is on the test. Only those people who qualify in this test, they will be allotted their abode in paradise. So present world is a kind of introduction. In this world, we can experience everything. Just as an introduction. And then, we will be rewarded eternal paradise after qualifying the test. You can see that in this world, everything is present. Everything which is promised in eternal paradise. For example, beauty and enjoyment and all kind of joy and pleasure and happiness. Everything. But in this world, no one is. But in this world, man has no. But in this world, man has only limited capacity. With this limited capacity, no one can enjoy unlimited way. So although things are here, but man has no unlimited capacity. So he cannot enjoy. In this world, he can experience only the test, only the taste, not fulfillment. Here in this world, you can taste all kind of joy, but you cannot find fulfillment. Fulfillment can be found only in paradise. So the only condition on this earth is the same which was with Adam and Hawa. That is misuse of freedom. When Adam ate, Adam was free in paradise. But when he ate the fruit of forbidden tree, he misused his freedom. This was misusing his freedom. So due to this, he was expelled from that paradise. So basically, the same test is also here. In this world, we are given freedom. We enjoy freedom. But we are expected to exercise our freedom in a restricted manner. Not to misuse our freedom. We have no compulsion. In this world, there is no compulsion. We have total freedom. But by our own choice, we have to exercise freedom in a limited way, in a restricted way. So although we have freedom, but we are supposed to take it as a restricted freedom. This is the basic test. So, there are two type of exercising freedom. And the example was set in the beginning. When Adam was settled in paradise and he ate the fruit of forbidden tree, he misused his freedom. And when his son killed his son Qabil, killed his brother Habil, it was also a case of misuse of freedom. So these two examples were set in the beginning, in the outset of history. I can say that these two categories are two type of aggression, two type of transgression, two type of misuse of freedom. One is non-aggressive misuse of freedom, and the second is aggressive misuse of freedom. When Adam ate the fruit of forbidden tree, it was non-aggressive misuse of freedom. And when his son Qabil killed his brother Habil, it was an aggressive use of his aggressive misuse of freedom. Now, what are non-aggressive misuse or what are aggressive misuse? I will give you some examples. For example, telling a lie, dishonesty, and intolerance, and hate, and abusement, and injustice, and dishonesty, all these habits are non-aggressive misuse of freedom. Because in these things there is no violence. In these habits there is no violence. But it is wrong. So I can say that these things are non-aggressive misuse of freedom. Then war and killing and usurping, all these things are aggressive misuse of freedom, because in these things violence is involved. So there are two kinds. So basically there are two kind of misuse of freedom, non-aggressive and aggressive. In those practices in which violence is involved, that is aggressive misuse of freedom. And those things in which violence is not involved, although it is wrong, so these things are non-aggressive misuse of freedom. This is the test of man. So both the category were demonstrated in the outset of history, in the beginning of human history, when Adam ate the forbidden tree, in this act there was no violence, but it was transgression. It was going beyond the divine direction. So it was wrong. But as there was no violence in this practice, it was non-aggressive misuse of freedom. And when Qabil killed Habil, so in this act there was, in this act violence was involved. So this is an example of aggressive misuse of freedom. There is a verse in the Quran referring to this, to the Qabil's act, that من قتل نفسا بغير نفس وفساد فكأنما قتل الناس جميعا. Referring to this act, Quran says, this is the divine law. من قتل نفسا بغير نفس وفساد فكأنما قتل الناس جميعا. One who kills a person, he kills all the humanity. One who kills a person as killing a person is like killing all the humanity. Killing a single person, من قتل نفسا بغير نفس وفساد فكأنما قتل الناس جميعا. Killing a single person is like killing all mankind. This is aggressive misuse of freedom. So there are two kinds of misuse of freedom. One in which violence is involved, it is aggressive misuse of freedom. And the second in which violence is not involved, it is non-aggressive misuse of freedom. Every man or woman must refrain from these two misuse of freedom. So those who refrain themselves from these two kind of misuse of freedom, they will be rewarded paradise. And those who were involved in these two categories of misuse of freedom, they will go to hell. This is the divine scheme of creation. This is the divine scheme of creation. God created paradise as the best world. All kind of comfort and luxury are there. لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. There is no fear, there is no anxiety in the paradise. In paradise there are no limitation, no disadvantage. Mm. man will be able to enjoy his desires, to fulfill his desires. Man will be able to enjoy all kind of happiness. He will be able to fulfill his desires unlimited way. No limitations, no disadvantage, no fear, no boredom, no accident, no disease, no death. No death, no old age. So all those things that are good for a human being will be present in paradise. But the entry into paradise will be on selective basis. Selective basis. In the first instance, Adam was settled in paradise without going to the test. But now, the entry into paradise will be on selective basis. Only those people who prove to be a deserving candidate, they will be rewarded paradise. So this is the creation plan of God. This is the creation plan of God. You know, everyone finds enormous desires in his heart. Everyone is born with these desires. Everyone is full of desires. But when he wants to fulfill desires, he feels that I cannot fulfill my desires. Due to my limitations, although desires are in my mind, although desires are in my personality, but physically I am a limited person. Physically, I am an imperfect person. So, although I have desire, but I cannot fulfill my desire. No king, no wealthy people were able to fulfill their desires. It is a history. Quran says, "Innal wal asr innal insana lafi khusr." History is a witness that man is in loss. It means that all men and women wanted to fulfill their desires, but they failed. All those super achievers were case of failure. You know, Rockefeller and Ford died in despair, although they were wealthiest person in the world. Rockefeller and Ford were the richest person in the world, but they died in despair because although they acquired so much wealth, but physically they were as weak as we are. No amount of wealth can give you can remove your, no amount of wealth can remove your weakness. It is a fact. No amount of political power can remove your physical weakness. No amount of wealth can remove your physical weakness. No amount of power or wealth can save you from death. All the emperors, all the kings, all the superachievers died. So is the fate of every human being. Once I read a story narrated by a Christian father. He is a well-known Christian father in USA. He says that once I received an urgent message from a wealthy person, from a richest person of USA. In this message, I was asked to meet that wealthy person. So he rushed to that city and met that wealthy person. When he met with that wealthy person, he was a senior person, he was old, and Christian father was young. His name is Billy Graham. Billy Graham at that time was young, and that person was old. So he said to Billy Graham, "You see, I am an old man. Life has lost all meaning. You see, his wealth was unable to give him eternity. In spite of all those wealth, he became old, he became weak, and then he died. So he said, "You see, I am an old man. Life has lost all meaning. I am going to take a fateful leap into the unknown. It means that soon I am going to die. I am going to take a fateful leap into the unknown. Young man, can you give me a ray of hope?" But this young man was unable to give him any positive reply. Now you know Billy Graham is bedridden. He himself is an old person. Now he is living on bed and wheelchair. So fate of the both were one and the same. So this is the sad story of man. He is born with desires, he is born with ambitions, but due to his own limitations, he cannot enjoy. He is weak, he he physically he is weak and he faces disease, old age, accident, and then lastly death. So no amount of power is able to give you to remove your limitations, to remove your weakness. So this is an indication this aspect of our life gives us a clue, an indication that you are here only for test. Here is the test, and fulfillment is in the next phase of history, next phase of your history. Pre-death period is for test, and post-death period is for fulfillment. This is the lesson, this is the clue, this is the divine voice. Then the concept of world hereafter or concept of paradise is not a mystery. It is quite a scientific idea. These are simply a belief. No, it is quite a scientific idea. Sir James Jeans was a great British scientist. Sir James Jeans was a great British scientist. One of his books was Mysterious Universe. In this book, he has observed that the idea of other world is quite a scientific idea, because it is according to our experience. We are living in a world. This planet Earth is a beautiful world. All kind of luxury, all kind of comfort, all kind of beauty are here. So already we are experiencing a paradise. This planet Earth is a paradise, like paradise. What is the difference is only that this planet Earth is a limited Earth. So I can say that our planet Earth is an imperfect paradise. Imperfect paradise. So according to Sir James Jeans, or according to scientific method, if imperfect world is proved, then perfect world is also proved. The existence of imperfect world is our experience. Present planet Earth is an imperfect paradise. So imperfect paradise is our experience, our daily experience. It is a quite scientific proof. You can see it in that book, Mysterious Universe. Present planet Earth is an imperfect paradise. So imperfect paradise is our daily experience. And according to the scientific method, if imperfect paradise is proved, then perfect paradise is also proved. There is no ambiguity. It is quite a scientific idea. It is quite a scientific idea. The first exist, it is the first existence of paradise. And other one is second existence of paradise. So every day we experience this first paradise, that is imperfect paradise. All kind of beauty is here. All kind of beauty are here. All kind of joy is here. All kind of happiness is here. But in a limited way. Everything is here, but in a limited way. And moreover, we are a limited, moreover, we have a limited capacity. So things are limited, and we are a limited personality. So here is the problem. Although we experience a paradise, but this paradise is incomplete. This is not eternal. This is a temporary paradise. Everything is here, but in incomplete form. But according to the scientific method, if imperfect paradise is proved, then perfect paradise is also proved. So we have to believe that, we have to believe with conviction. We have to believe with conviction, without any doubt, that paradise exists. Today we are enjoying imperfect paradise. Tomorrow we'll be able to enjoy the perfect paradise. You know, the concept of tomorrow is very important. Only human being has this concept. You know, there are numerous items in this universe. There are numerous bodies in this universe. There are numerous creatures in this world, in this vast world. There are numerous creatures in this vast universe. But the concept of tomorrow is very exceptional, is an exception. Concept of tomorrow is specifically, only human being has the concept of tomorrow. No other creature has this concept. So this is also an indication. This is also a clue. Our concept of tomorrow gives us a clue, an indication. And what is that indication? That other creatures have only, other creatures live only in their present. they have no future, they have no tomorrow. Except human being, no creature has any tomorrow. They are living in present and they die in present. Then there is no future for them at all. But man exclusively has that concept of tomorrow. So other creatures have only one aspect, one concept that is present, and man has two concepts, double concept, present and future, today and tomorrow. This dual concept you can find only in human being. No animal, no tree, no mountain, no ocean have this dual concept of time. I can say that it is a dual concept of time, present and future, today and tomorrow. This dual concept of time is a prerogative of human being. It is exclusively given to mankind. I will repeat that this is a dual concept of time, present and future, today and tomorrow. This kind of dual concept of time is a human speciality. So this is an indication that other creatures have only today, but we have, at the same time we have also a tomorrow. We have given dual blessing from God, today and tomorrow. Present and future. So today we are in this world, that is planet Earth. There is a temporary paradise. Today we are living in temporary paradise in our pre-death period. And in our post-death period will be given the eternal paradise, the permanent paradise. This is a scientific idea. This is not a mystery. This is not mythology. There is no ambiguity in this concept. When it is proved that man is only creature who is living in dual concept of time. Man is the only creature who has dual concept of time. Today and tomorrow, present and future. So it is but natural that man will be rewarded, the other world also. It is quite natural, quite scientific, quite real. It is quite real, it is quite scientific, it is quite natural that today we are living in temporary paradise, and tomorrow will be, and tomorrow we will be awarded permanent paradise. Here in present world we can enjoy only on a limited way. We can fulfill our desires only in a limited way. But in the post-death period or in the eternal paradise, we will be able to fulfill all our desires. To enjoy in a unlimited way. Everyone who is sincere, everyone who can think seriously, he will find that this argument is quite scientific argument. There is no ambiguity at all. This is not a philosophical idea. This is not an imagination. This is not a mythology. It is not a storytellers. So, this was the creation plan of God. This was the creation plan of God. So God wanted to convey this message to all mankind. Because of this purpose, God sent prophets. Adam was the first person, Adam was the first man, and at the same time, Adam was the first prophet. So in every generation, at every place, everywhere in the world, God sent his prophets. These prophets conveyed mankind the message of God. They tried to make people aware of the creation plan of God, that present world is a temporary world. And in the post-death period, there is a permanent world, eternal world. So everyone who want to blessed with paradise in the eternal world, he must follow the commandment of God. And the gist of that commandment is that you must refrain yourself from misusing your freedom. The freedom we are enjoying in this world is not our right. We enjoy freedom, but freedom is not our right. Freedom is God's blessing. It is not our right. But God gave us freedom with one condition, that we refrain ourselves from misusing the freedom. So there are two different ways, proper use of freedom and misuse of freedom. So those people who misuse their freedom, they will go to hell. And those people who save themselves from misusing the freedom, they will go to paradise. This was the message of all the prophets. And you know, in every system of religion, in every religion, there is concept of hereafter. I don't know any religion in which this concept is not present. So the concept of hereafter, concept of world hereafter, is present in every religious system. But the difference is that in Islam you can find this concept in a pure form. In other religions there is in other religions there were distortions. So in other religions this concept is in impure form, in altered form, in a distorted form. But in Islam, this concept of world hereafter, is preserved in its original form. Originally, every religion was one and the same. They have always insisted that there is no superior religion and inferior religion. There is no complete religion and incomplete religion. This kind of belief that there are some superior religion, some inferior religion, some complete religion, some incomplete religion, all these concepts are baseless, unfounded. The only difference between Islam and other religions is that Islam is preserved in its original form, while in other religions there were distortion, there were alteration. This is the only difference between the two. So according to the religion of Islam, this is the creation plan of God. And this was demonstrated at the very beginning in the form of Adam and his son. So the crucial test is that you are given freedom, but with one condition, that you are not allowed to misuse freedom. Then there are two different categories: non-aggressive misuse of freedom and aggressive misuse of freedom. Both are forbidden. Both are haram. And anyone who was involved in both these categories, he will go to hell. And those who proved by their record that they saved themselves from misusing their freedom, they always followed the divine commandments. They saved themselves from both categories: non-aggressive misuse of freedom and aggressive misuse of freedom. They will be rewarded paradise. This is the concept of hereafter. This is the concept of world hereafter in Islam. That is called Al-Akhira. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم أجمعين.